Kelman on clubcentral.com.
Put your hands together for the people that will go to the ends of the earth to bring you all the latest celebrity news. Tinashe was recently found going through Pearl Toosey's trash. Unfortunately, he didn't find the wig that she wore to the metros, otherwise he would have burned it.
No, she kept it. She didn't throw it away.
She kept it.
Yeah.
Sia also goes to the ends of the earth. She was recently found outside AKA's house with a certificate that said, congratulate.
No.
She was actually sitting on the couch, not the floor.
Okay.
I mean, when you start like this, where do you go but the Metro FM Music Awards, yeah, which is what we're speaking about. They took place over the weekend. It was great. It's always nice to meet the different ministers. It was great to see them out in full action. I've never seen more ministers at an event. I don't even think there were that many ministers at the opening of Parliament. Every award was presented by like basically that's someone true. In government.
That's very true.
They all want to be celebrities.
I guess they're partners or something. I don't know.
Oh my God. It was, and that's from what I did watch. So I don't have a TV, so I had to live stream it.
Mm.
And I would like tune in and tune out. I did watch the beginning of SABC1's coverage, The Red Carpet. And, you know, I saw people just on TV, they didn't realize they were alive. But I do know that the Metro FM Music Awards is one of the biggest events on the calendar. So let's get into it here. Let's go with pros and cons. So what did they do well this year? Who won that should have won? What are we feeling?
I don't like awards that are based on voting. That's just a personal thing because I think it comes down to popularity. And I'm not saying anyone who won shouldn't have won. But I think people with bigger social media following managed to, you know, have a clear advantage over people who are definitely talented, like Black Coffee, but walked away with nothing just because they just don't have that kind of fan base.
I don't know. There was a lot of people that I haven't really heard a lot from that won, like Fifi Cooper for me.
Yeah.
How many awards did Fifi win?
She won three.
She won three.
And she like won an award like for best female album. And I feel like there was Zonke, there was Zahara, there was.
But this is what I'm saying. Like she's not massive on social media.
No.
You know.
But
she trends whenever she like gets played on Metro. I remember when Kisses first dropped, she was trending like that. Every single one of them. I
feel like the other people that you... Maybe I haven't heard her album. I feel like those people have nice albums. So, I don't know. Yeah.
Listen, for me, it wasn't clear cut. The people that I thought were going to do well didn't do massively well. Who else was a big winner?
I mean, MT won 4 awards. Yeah. And that was like a shocker, I think. I didn't.
That's what, the 400,000 Rand?
Yeah, 400,000. I thought Natty, who had a big year, I thought he was going to like clean up because he was nominated 5 times and he only won 2 awards, right?
Yeah.
And then MT...
Is it all public voting? Everything?
Yeah.
All public voting, that's it.
All of it. So, I mean, that for me, I feel like the wrong people won, I feel.
That's why I was like, I don't like it. Good. It comes down to popularity.
Yeah.
These guys are social media stars.
Listen, I love the fact that people get to vote and decide who the winner is. I always look at these things from a production value perspective. It seemed like a cool production. Because everyone always says we don't get awards shows right and that kind of thing. But it does feel like they get better and better every year.
I don't know.
You didn't feel
that?
It? Okay.
I mean, we didn't go to Durban, but I mean, we watched the awards. But I feel like they were boring this year. I'm sorry. Yeah. They were so boring.
Maybe it was you had to be there. Also, it's great. I mean, you know, we were saying lots of ministers, so it was great that we had sort of a cross-referencing between a day in Parliament and also a music ceremony.
But I mean, there was one thing that was right. You know, I liked Bonang. I liked her on the show. I liked her outfit changes. I liked just the personality on stage. I think she held it down. You know, she was really good and she was flawless. And I think that's the one thing that they got right. And the performances for me were a bit, you know,
I think there was a lot of performances. So to make each one distinct outside of just slapping people on the stage probably becomes tricky because it's a huge array of music that they have to cover.
Yeah.
So, Sia, we know, not entirely convinced. Tinashe, you seem a little bit more positive on the Metro FM Awards front.
Look, like you, I didn't get to watch them live because I also don't have a TV, unfortunately. One of my colleagues who did watch the whole thing, though, seemed to complain about the sound. So I don't know if that was just his TV, Sia. I don't know what you saw. Was the sound on point?
At the beginning, it wasn't.
Oh.
Because Zahara and what's her name? Back to the Beach. She opened the show.
Shekinah.
Yes. Yeah. And the sound was a bit, you know, but yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
Listen, I wish I knew what it cost, because then I'd be able to give a better indication of if they did a good job or not, because I have no idea how much these things cost. So if they're going to tell me it's like 100 million rand, I'm going to be like, I'm sure you could get a bit better value.
I'm sure they have money, because they gave away how much like did they give 2. Away?
2.4 million rand in total. So just to winners. Like, not even to set up or anything. That was
an interesting element to add as well.
It was.
Okay,
was.
Anything else on the Metro FM Music Awards before we touch base with Mr. Laika?
Obviously Pearl.
yeah, with the weave thing.
Yeah, that was a bit, people were very, like, shocked and, like, surprised when they saw her hair, comparing her to Jackie Chan, you know, saying that she should have just, like, stuck to her afro, which is beautiful.
It is really a stunning afro. But yeah. Then she responded this afternoon, or this morning rather,
on Instagram.
And you know, I thought like she was just going to handle it and just be like, oh, whatever, it's moving on.
I didn't see her response on Instagram.
She deleted it very, very quickly.
What did she say?
If you go to Twitter and you type in Pearl Tusi, you'll see some of the screenshots, however.
Okay, I'm going to look it up.
She basically made like a collage of, what was it, 8 or 10?
I think it was 8 fans or people.
Followers. Who were laughing at her, and she just named and shamed them for ugly hairstyles or eyebrows.
Eyebrows, yes.
Yeah, it was, I don't know, was that mean? As a celebrity?
To be honest.
She's human, so I mean.
I don't know if she should have done that, but to be honest, I think that it's bullshit that everybody thinks that they can just be mean on Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay, fine, I'll give you that.
You know, at the end of the day, she's the one who's out there pushing her hustle, and what are you doing? You're tweeting about the fact that you don't like her hair.
And I mean, I'm sure she was comfortable. She saw herself before she, you know, went to the awards.
Yeah.
So she was fine, you know, but she got a lot of hate and criticism.
People
and,
will always find. I mean, we're lucky this year Thibaut Touch didn't decide to wear a turban.
Did you hear about his convoy?
Yeah. Oh my God, that was wild.
What about his convoy? What's going on?
Apparently, I read on Friday. I don't know what actually happened, but like, apparently he was getting together 60 rich people along with himself to drive down to Durban in a supercar convoy.
So okay.
Like, they had like Lambos, Maseratis.
There are pictures there on Twitter. Yeah. Yeah, it happened.
I see
what Pearl did here. She said, so I thought maybe I really was wrong. Maybe these people know better, but this is what I found. So I've decided maybe now I'll stick to my stylist because my life is great. And then she put up pictures of the different people that had criticized. Okay, that's a bit intense.
Mm.
But also, like, you know, I think that she's just been going through a lot of hate at the moment.
Yeah, she has.
But I mean, she said, like, in one of her posts, I think it was yesterday, she was like, she doesn't give a if about what people were saying.
But you know what the thing about her is, and I just feel like, I mean, she was part of our Kelman 20, so I've had a good chat with her. She's been on the show before. I think she is one of the nicest people in entertainment. I just think she gets very misconstrued because people misinterpret her confidence as a little bit of arrogance.
Sure.
And she's quite a fighter. I feel like she's that person that, you know, fights until she gets the insurance to reverse the claim. Like, she's big on customers.
Definitely.
Of those kinds of personalities. And I think she gets misconstrued, but she's a powerhouse. And that woman has been through a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
people have tried to push her down. She's an independent woman. She's doing amazing things. She's a great mother. And people just need to relax on her. I think she's a sweetheart, so I get upset when people are mean to her.
No, like, on the real, we've seen it with a lot of female celebrities. As soon as you have that kind of fiery personality, happy to stand up for yourself and show some strength, people will put you out to be a bitch. They'll be like, nah, no, we don't like Pearl because of this and that.
It's not
like,
cool. Anyway, so she kind of, you know, followed on and did that whole Instagram post. Tell me about Don Laika, though, who wants Metro FM to cut all international music.
So this has been brewing for a while. I mean, he's not the first person to speak up, but I'd say he's like the loudest in recent times. Like, a lot of people want more local music on stations. And last week, in a series of Facebook rants, I think one of the things he showed is that 200 million rands were paid in royalties in 2015. And only 2 million of that 200 million rands went to local artists.
Mm.
And he's like, we're just not getting enough money. But then, and I missed the plot a little bit here, he started attacking local DJs and stuff like that. And then some of them took a little bit of exception and were like, no, wait a minute. This is not cool.
But now, wait a second. If Metro FM were going to make more money by playing more local music, surely they would just do it. Maybe they wouldn't. Maybe they've thought about this. There's got to be a reason. I think it's important to play local.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's a bit of a tricky one. Listen, Metro are still trying to figure out who's a DJ and who isn't. So, you know.
But I mean, I feel like it was unfair to attack all the DJs that he attacked.
So how did he attack them and say they're playing?
He said they were corrupt and they are. What did he say? Oh. Yeah, he said they were corrupt. Like he mentioned Lulu Cafe, Oskido, Morflake, like all the Metro FM DJs basically. Mm. So he was just saying that they are just not right, and they don't do things the right way, basically, and they always promote themselves on, you know, Metro FM. So that was a bit unfair. That's what he said. But I mean, I feel like that was not fair. On
what last have we heard from him outside of this?
Wow, that's the only time I'm actually. Don't remember.
Do you know that I had to do a double take to say, are we really going to speak about Don Laka?
But I mean, since we're talking about Metro FM, we might as well just
throw it back.
Yeah, just, you know, give him some,
Okay. Any other news to be aware of at the moment? Nothing, huh?
No,
everyone's
nothing.
Just buzzing about the Metros. Sure. Producer Kat, you've got something. What is it?
Something about DJs in there allegedly dating a married man.
I saw that.
Okay, what's going on?
But I mean, she said it wasn't true. So apparently she's been seen around with this guy who's married and he's got money. He's a
businessman.
Yes, and she just basically told the paper that wrote the story that, you know what, you can go ahead because you guys always write whatever
bullshit
you want.
Anyway.
So just go ahead. And she was, she wasn't really like defending herself.
Everyone's just looking for something to pin on her, some kind of story.
But apparently she's in love, so.
Oh, who's she in love with?
With the guy that she's dating.
Oh, well, let's have a look at her Instagram and see if she's great on Snapchat as well, DJ Zintler.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
I just joined Snapchat. I'm still figuring out how to
use it. We're still trying to get her in for an interview.
Oh, she'd be great.
She's selling the watches. Yeah, that's important. Mm-hmm. Then she was at the airport, and then she was selling more watches. And then she was at the airport.
Nothing about Bay.
No, I don't see. Oh, who's this? Yeah, it says, my friend's a badass. Okay. Yeah, she's just taking pictures of men with her watches.
Oh.
So really, everything's about the watches. Yeah.
We were actually at her offices on Valentine's Day trying to give her cupcakes. She wasn't there, unfortunately, but like, her business hustle is dope.
Where's our cupcakes? Sorry, that's where you stopped me with that story.
Ari, you're not a pretty girl, man. I'm sorry.
Bro, there's a lot of pretty women around Cliff Central.
There's Kat.
Yeah. What are you trying to say, Tinashe? Yeah, you're lucky the segment's over, bro. That there is all the latest celebrity news. Zalebs.com, if you want to keep up with the Zaleb squad, they have all the latest celebrity news as it happens. See ya, Tinashe. Thank you so much for hanging out.
No prob.
Choice. Sometimes you have it and sometimes you don't. AutoTrader gives you the choice. Now you can shop, compare and buy new cars. Watch our expert video reviews and research before you buy. AutoTrader New Car. The choice is yours.
Hellman on CliffCentral.com.